Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 5. We are in the fantasy playoffs. I love talking fantasy football. We'll only be doing it for a few more episodes, but it is playoff time. It's fun. Definitely fun for those of you who are actually in the playoffs. It should be your final four, your semifinals this week. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has been presented all season long by Hooters. And of course, for those of you like me who live in the greater Tampa Bay area, there are 11 original Hooters brand locations to serve you in the greater Tampa Bay area. I also want to thank Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa, not far from the Hillsborough Avenue Hooters location, aforementioned one of the 11 original Hooters brand locations in the Tampa Bay area. Sean Sullivan saved the podcast league draft this year. We drafted on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford with plenty of space, plenty of social distancing. It was on a Sunday after the dealership had closed in the late afternoon, early evening hours. Sean also offering up a $1,000 Happy Gilmore size check. You will see it when it is presented via my social media pages in just a couple of weeks once we have our champion from the podcast league. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, selling and servicing Ford vehicles for generations of Tampa Bay residents. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Happy to give you a second opinion on anything you need this playoff week for fantasy football. Just remember, don't ask me who to pick as your starter. I'm just here to give you a second opinion. Lay it out. Tell me who you got and what you're thinking, and then I'll give you a second opinion. Also, I need to know you're an active podcast listener. Unfortunately, I had to turn someone away today. I did it nicely. I said you need to get the keyword, then write me back. Keyword for week 15 is semis or semifinals, included in the subject line or the content of your email, so I know you're an active podcast listener for this week, and I will offer you a return email as long as you send me the email before Saturday night. I actually was going to wait until the Thursday night game was over to cut this fantasy podcast, but I can't wait. I don't want to wait. Sure, there are some players in that Thursday night game, but if I get material out of that Thursday game, I'll cut a podcast then on Friday, and it'll be the last one for the week. So I want to go ahead and do some stuff now. On the off chance I hit the bed early tonight and just get this done. So I'm recording this 2 hours before Raiders and Chargers kick off. So anything I say, much like within the last 24 hours, sometimes when I record podcasts and when they are posted or when you listen to them, news changes. Ronald Jones went from me remembering he was having a pin inserted in his finger to out due to COVID. Also, Tyreek Hill, who appeared to grab his hamstring on a key first down late in the win against the Dolphins, yet there was no problem, could be a problem, as reports indicated in the last 24 hours. So things do change. Don't incriminate me for information that is not available to me at the time I record the podcast. That's why I always tell you when I'm doing it. And there's other things I'm going to miss, or I'm going to misspeak on a team name or something. I'm getting old. It happens. I apologize for that. I've never said I was perfect, especially to women, and I'm not. So what I wanted to do in this fantasy football podcast is I'm going to take the Foundation League, my personal league, and I'm going to look at the matchups and the lineups and just get some talking points from that league. And then I'm going to do it in my podcast league, but only for the game I'm not involved with. As I am in one semifinal, it's Wright versus Wright, Todd versus Rob. So I'm not going to touch Rob's lineup, much as Rob wouldn't ask me a question this week about his lineup, because it sort of mortgages the integrity of the game. I know longtime podcast listener and Todd Wright Tour golfer Greg Barker, he and I go back and forth on many things, and he knows, and he's in these fantasy playoffs in the Foundation League, but now that I am out, I can talk about the other matchups, where I would tell Greg, I can't give you advice in my league. I'm playing against you. So he would then just ask me about other leagues. But let me talk about the two semifinal matchups in the Foundation League first. It is my friend and talented golf instructor and Sickles High School golf coach, Joey DiPompo, going up against the defending champion of the league, the general manager of one of the home courses of the Todd Wright Tour West Chase Golf Club, in Jared Atkinson. Joey's lineup as of right now is incomplete. He's not sure who he's going to start at his wide receiver two. He's a little worried about AJ Brown with a questionable status as his wide receiver one. His quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. That is also my quarterback in the podcast league. He has Melvin Gordon going as RB2. Alvin Kamara going for him as RB1. Kamara, a big part, in addition to Rodgers, why Joey won the number one seed and the first round bye, as our playoffs mimic the NFL conference playoffs. So there was only one bye to be had. Seven make the playoffs. Joey earned it. He also had Travis Kelce, and we are not tight end mandatory. All of you who listen to me know that's not the case, but Kelce is that significant in a wide receiver tight end flex situation. So Joey's had a few really solid performers all year in Rodgers, Kamara, and Kelce. He has Justin Tucker going as his kicker. I made that move at the trade deadline by simply – Tucker was on a late bye week, and I was in sort of a must-win situation. I didn't want to cut Tucker, but I didn't want to carry two kickers, as I was trying everything I could to make the playoffs. And I just didn't want to put Tucker on waivers, because I felt I wanted to control where Tucker went. So I sent Tucker to Joey, in exchange basically for a player to be named later, who I ended up cutting, but I didn't put Tucker on the open market. I ended up with Koo as my kicker, who has kicked ass in recent weeks. Of course, then Tucker has a chip shot miss for Joey in the week 14 game against the Dallas Cowboys, but Joey's got Justin Tucker going off that 55-yard game winner against Cleveland last week. Joey's wide receiver options for that other spot: Davis of Buffalo, Slayton of the Giants, Cooks of Houston, and Williams of the Chargers. Since Williams isn't in his lineup here 2 hours before kickoff, it doesn't feel like Williams is going to get the start. But Joey has earned the first round bye on the strength primarily of three very productive players, in Rodgers, Kamara, and Kelce. Meanwhile, my defending champion is the one who I made the big fire sale trade with, not the only trade I made when Dak Prescott went down and I totally had to reshape my team. I made an 8-player deal with the defending champion, and some of my original drafted players are on his team, and some have done well and some have not done so well. Jared Goff was not part of that trade. That is his quarterback. As of right now, Jared has Jared starting over Russell Wilson. Interesting move there by Jared, but he's defending champion for a reason. He'd rather start Goff against the shitty Jets as a 17-point favorite rather than Wilson at the Washington football team leading the NFC East. His wide receiver one is Julio Jones. It's kind of week to week with Julio Jones. As of right now, he didn't practice today. He sat out last week. So that's tough for Jared if he doesn't have the signature piece of our eight-player fire sale trade in Julio Jones. He is obviously optimistic he will go. Terry McScorin from the football team is his wide receiver two right now. If Jones doesn't go, the other options for Jared would be Emmanuel Sanders, Tyler Boyd, and Travis Fulgham of the Eagles. Nick Chubb was both of his running backs were part of the deal. I sent him both of these running backs. Nick Chubb, who was injured at the time, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who I questioned whether Helaire was going to return my second round draft pick investment. And as Chubb has been trending up recently, Helaire has been trending down, even though the volume is there for Edwards-Helaire. Those are Jared's top two running backs. Darren Waller, he's also playing a tight end at the wide receiver tight end flex. So in this matchup between Joey and Jared in my foundation league, you basically have the top two tight ends out there that are healthy since Kittle was removed from the equation, although there's some talk Kittle could come back here right at the end of the fantasy season. But Kelsey is in Joey's lineup. Waller is in Jared's lineup. And Myers from Seattle is his kicker. Let me go to the other semifinal matchup in my foundation league, which is Joey's wife, Tara. She won her first playoff game in the history of the league last week. She made the playoffs last year for the first time in the history of the league. She just keeps getting better. She had the ill fortune of losing Will Fuller, who at the time of his PED suspension was wide receiver four in our league. But she was smart to grab T.Y. Hilton on waivers within the last couple of weeks. So basically, Fuller out, Hilton in her lineup. And he certainly paid off last week. She has Kyler Murray, who, of course, for the first couple months of the season was great, has been struggling with that shoulder injury, and hasn't been as productive the last month. But Murray is her starting quarterback. Juju is her wide receiver. With him and T.Y. Hilton, it's kind of two wide receivers, two for Tara. Juju's in her lineup, so that means she can make a late push with a player in the Monday night game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Always nice to have a player in the Monday night game if you can justify getting them in the lineup, so you're not in the clubhouse watching your opponent potentially beat you and there's nothing you can do about it. So Smith-Schuster and Hilton, her wide receivers. She drafted Dalvin Cook for the second year in a row. Has really paid off for her. A big part of why she was at the top of the standings for most of the year before her husband beat her head-to-head and then won in the final week to earn the first round bye. Jonathan Taylor, great start to the season. Dropped off in the middle and is surging again. So that's a great backfield for Tara in the semifinals with Cook and Taylor. She's going with Tanyan, the Green Bay tight end. So again, in the wide receiver tight end flex, interesting that the first three teams I critique here to look at their lineups all have tight ends in there. And of course, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Tanyan's name right. There might be some unique pronunciation to it. I just know he and Rodgers at varying times this year have had a really good thing going, and he has it going again in recent games. And Matt Prater is her kicker. Prater is always good, even though he's on a horrible team. Her opponent is Greg, aforementioned podcast listener, Todd Wright Tour player, longtime veteran of the Air Force. Thank you for your service, Greg. So he has Kirk Cousins going as his quarterback, which is kind of interesting. I'm not really sure. I forget what the situation was with Greg's quarterback earlier this year. I didn't follow it that closely. But I know he didn't start the year with Kirk Cousins as his quarterback. but Cousins is in there now, and he's in the semifinals, so he's obviously doing something right. And no, Greg may have had Burrow, because I had Dak, so I'm just sort of looking at who he could have potentially replaced. I don't know, but his quarterbacks are Cousins and Dalton on the roster, and I can't tell you off the top of my head who Greg's opening day quarterback, but I can guarantee it wasn't Cousins. But clearly he knows what he's doing. He's in the semifinals. His receivers are Ridley, who had a decent game last week, and maybe without Julio Jones, that props Ridley up even more this week. And it's a game flow where you would expect Matt Ryan is going to have to throw it quite a bit to keep up with Tom Brady taking advantage of the Falcons defense. Cooper Kupp is his other wide receiver. His running backs, Cam Akers, who he played last week. Greg lost Antonio Gibson the week before, but Cam Akers produced, got him off to a fast start last week in the Thursday game. He's in there, obviously, against the Jets. Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake's numbers have gotten better. As Kyler Murray's numbers have trended down, Drake's numbers have gotten better. Here's why. Murray is no longer hogging the red zone rushing touchdowns. Drake is getting those opportunities in the last month. And then Justin Jefferson, a terrific guy on Greg's team with his production, rookie wide receiver. So he has a Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson stack as he plays Jefferson as he's got him as his wide receiver tight end flex. But based on the numbers, Greg, he's your wide receiver one. He is based on numbers. He's been more productive than Ridley or Kupp. That's a good threesome, though. And Tyler Bass, who actually is my podcast lead kicker for the last couple of weeks for Buffalo, and they put up a lot of points, and they're playing in Denver. So the altitude will help there as long as the weather cooperates. And the last time I looked, it did not look bad. So those are the lineups of the semifinal teams in my foundation league. No surprise, there are a number of very productive players on those teams that have helped them get to that point. Let me just look at the other matchup in the podcast league, which is Mike Lentz, GM of Papa John's of Tampa Bay and a huge Todd Wright Tour supporter and player, against ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips. They go up in one of two semifinals in the podcast league. Let's see here. Dennis Phillips famously brought his, and I've talked about this, it was great. He brought his two sons to the draft. They had their entire like war room at this table on the showroom floor. And when I drafted Deshaun Watson, I heard a reaction from Dennis and his sons because I was picking one spot in front of them. But Dennis has done fine with what he did instead at the quarterback position. And ironically, he's got two dual threats who just within the last few weeks have become starting quarterbacks. And here he is in the semifinals. He has Jalen Hurts on his bench, and his starter is Taysom Hill. And Taysom Hill, with all those rushing yards and rushing touchdowns and an occasional passing touchdown here or there, he's been a productive fantasy quarterback the last month. So Dennis has Taysom Hill as his starting quarterback. His wide receiver one is DeAndre Hopkins, who, Dennis, I know this from owning Hopkins in the Foundation League, has dropped off as Murray has dropped off. Dennis also smart, like Tara in the Foundation League, to grab T.Y. Hilton on waivers within the last couple weeks, and Hilton is in his lineup. He's hot. His wide receiver tight end flex is Kiki Kuti. That's a tough spot. I'm looking at Dennis's other wide receiver options. They are Antonio Brown and Michael Pittman Jr. And also, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4. No, that's it. Because the rest is Jalen Hurts and two running backs. So not the strongest play, especially if Cooks comes back for Houston at the wide receiver tight end flex, at least the way Dennis has the lineup now. And he has Koo as his kicker for Atlanta. Aforementioned. Meanwhile, Mike Lentz, Lamar Jackson is his quarterback, and that has probably been more of a negative than a positive for fantasy owners this year. But the Cleveland game was good, and he's going up against the Jaguars now. So at least for the fantasy playoffs, Lamar Jackson has the right matchups and might return your high draft pick investment. His wide receivers are Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown. His wide receiver tight end flex is Darren Waller. And I know that simply because I lost a game to Mike a few weeks ago solely because Waller exploded and put up 30-plus points and carried Mike to the victory against me. The two running backs are Edwards-Helaire. Again, we've talked about him and how the volume is still there, but the production is down from the expectations of the first month of the season. And Cam Akers off the big game on Thursday night. Mike's kicker is Matt Gay of the Rams, who are in a pretty good spot this week at home against the Jets to score some points. Mike choosing right now not to play Todd Gurley and not to play DJ Moore. Those are two guys on his bench that have been starters for him much of the season. I own DJ Moore in my foundation league, and that paid off for me. Middle of the season, not so much. DJ Moore's been good. He hasn't been great, but he's been good. And I bought him when his stock was down, when Robbie Anderson appeared to be getting all the looks. And the question was, well, what's wrong with DJ Moore? Well, nothing was wrong. It just took him a month to really get going in the Matt Rhule, Teddy Bridgewater offense. So there are just some talking points from the semifinal matchups in my foundation league and my podcast league. I'm not breaking down my own matchup against Rob Wright because Rob's smart, and I don't want to give him any advice or give him any bulletin board material based on our lineups and based on his lineup. So again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Include the keywords semis or semifinals, subject line or base of your email to let me know you're a podcast listener, and I will give you a second opinion on whatever you need for week 15. Make sure you get your emails to me before you go to bed on Saturday night. I don't have time on Sunday to return your emails. Busy with my own leagues, busy with golf tournaments, busy playing golf, and just enjoying my Sunday and Christmas shopping. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.